Thanksgiving.
This is really cool.
Really cold. Maybe the coldest Thanksgiving Day parade ever.
We have our ski boots, hats, gloves, and everything.
The Chief Justice scolds the president.
A defense of the sanctity of the judicial system.
And Thanksgiving in the fire zone.
What are you giving thanks for?
For being alive.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning, I'm Jim Taylor. Thanksgiving Day Parade, a New York tradition.
It's really cool.
Which balloon do you like the best?
The trolls. And I don't actually know because I haven't seen all of them yet. So far, I like the trolls.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns is shivering on the street.
The name of the game for what may be the coldest Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade ever. Layers, layers, layers. People are coming and having done their due diligence, carrying wagons full of blankets, thermoses, and food along with them to keep them sustained for hours. A lot of them tell me the cold temperatures weren't enough to cancel what's become a bucket list item for a lot of people or a family tradition to start the holiday season.
The cold and the wind thought to have kept the balloons on the ground, but just learning now, the balloons will fly when the parade starts about an hour from now. How cold is it? WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaros on today's highs.
We're at 27 degrees New York, 21 degrees in Boston. Impressive in the fact that it's so cold. Records could fall all across the Northeast today. In fact, the coldest Thanksgiving in over 100 years for both New York and also for Boston.
And for many people across the country, this will be the coldest Thanksgiving in memory. The weather making news in Northern California, not the cold, but the rain. Officials monitoring constantly, keeping an eye on the flash flood possibilities in and around the burned downtown of Paradise.
A storm is going to bring down trees anyway. So now after the fire has gone through, the trees are even more weakened.
That's Deputy Incident Commander Mark Brown. CBS's Steve Futterman is there finding the spirit of the holiday alive and well.
Can you be thankful when your home and many of your beloved possessions have been destroyed? The people from Paradise say yes.
Can you still be thankful this Thanksgiving?
Yes, of course. I'm alive.
We found that to be a common theme.
I'm thankful that I'm alive.
A year ago, these same people would certainly have given different answers. This year, just being here makes all the difference in the world.
What are you giving thanks for?
For being alive. Yeah, there's a lot of people that didn't make it out. Sad.
Steve Futterman, CBS News. Paradise, California.
Death toll update. There are now 83 lives known lost in the fire. Hundreds are still unaccounted for. An extraordinary public display over judicial independence following President Trump's disparaging remarks about the justice who rejected his migrant asylum policy. He called an Obama judge.
It's a disgrace what happens with the Ninth Circuit.
An unprecedented reaction from Supreme Court Justice John Roberts. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
We do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges, Roberts said in a statement. What we have is an extraordinary group of dedicated judges doing their level best to do equal right to those appearing before them. And within hours after Roberts' rebuttal, the president made clear the admonition hadn't changed his mind, firing back with a tweet. Sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges.
And this presidential tweet just this morning. Justice Roberts, Mr. Trump says, can say what he wants, but the Ninth Circuit is a complete and total disaster. An arrest in St. Louis, the crime called heartbreaking, a shock to the senses. A man now charged with killing one woman, sexually assaulting two others at gunpoint in a suburban St. Louis religious supply shop. St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough.
He's been charged with murder in the first degree, three counts of sodomy, three counts of kidnapping, burglary, tampering with evidence, and eight counts of armed criminal action.
Authorities say when one of the women refused to comply to his demands, Thomas Bruce shot and killed her, the arrest ending a two-day manhunt that had the region on edge. The oldest U.S. military survivor, the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, is dead. Ray Chavez was 106. He'd just visited Washington in May, where he was honored by the president during Memorial Day services. In the fatal beating of an American tourist at a Greek island resort last year, a Greek court just now convicting and sentencing six of the nine suspects, three suspects released. Bakari Henderson's parents are stunned.
I can't understand a man's life here in Greece doesn't mean anything.
You should not be able to chase a man down and beat him to death and then not go to jail and serve jail time.
Six guilty get sentences ranging from 5 to 15 years on reduced charges of deliberate bodily harm. Los Angeles District Attorney will not prosecute attorney Michael Avenatti on felony domestic abuse charges. Stormy Daniels' lawyer, arrested last week after his girlfriend said he abused her, he says he is especially grateful for justice on Thanksgiving. On this Thanksgiving Day, the story of a Florida food bank that's turning today's catering into a teaching lesson.
We start with a roux, which is equal parts traditionally butter and flour.
Federico is making the gravy for today's catered Thanksgiving meals here at Second Harvest Orlando. The food bank's kitchen is also a classroom for disadvantaged looking to restart their lives, but it's a very real world. Chef Jill Holland.
The catering is a business. We have to have it out at a certain time. We have to have that certain level of perfection.
Holland says the catering money goes right back into the program, which has graduated 250 people in 5 years. Maria is in the current class.
Very, very happy. I'm always happy when I get up in the morning to go to school.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
There's a social media game going around right now. Kids asking moms how best to cook a turkey in the microwave. But long before that current trend, CBS's Stephen Kaufman's been talking annually to young ones for holiday kitchen tips.
Thanksgiving is a special time for the kiddies in Mrs. Chunglo's kindergarten class who are ready to help their parents cook the holiday bird.
You have to wash your hands first. Then you go hunt a turkey.
Once the turkey is in the oven, the heat is turned up for
30 hours.
Then out of the oven and to the table, and maybe additional ingredients.
Do you want to put any candy or ice cream on there?
Not really, because I had four cavities, and my dad doesn't want me getting any more cavities, so I have to go to his dentist.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
The Thanksgiving lessons we can learn from an 8-year-old. Your CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
After her parents asked her to find a way to give thanks, 8-year-old Alex Fisher set up a lemonade stand in her Charlotte, North Carolina neighborhood. She wanted to raise money to give to the Charlotte Rescue Mission to help families in need for Thanksgiving.
I think everybody deserves to have a nice meal for Thanksgiving.
The 8-year-old's lemonade stand raised $2,254. Enough for 130 families to receive Thanksgiving meal boxes. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Did you know that bears can open unlocked car doors? A family in Asheville, North Carolina knows it. Dozens of chocolate bars meant for a school fundraiser left in their car, which a family of bears smelled out. Surveillance video shows the four bears going in and out of the car and wolfing down those chocolate bars. About 50 of them left behind quite a mess. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, November 22nd, 2018. Thanksgiving. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.